This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The International Monetary Fund predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the novel coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts that the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop in the U.S. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday as the IMF announced its global economic forecast, and a surge in COVID-19 cases in some states fanned fears of more lockdowns. The United States has recorded the second largest rise in infections since the health crisis began, with states where restrictions were lifted early witnessing a flare-up in cases. The New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut state governors announced that visitors from states with high coronavirus infection rates must self-quarantine for 14 days on arrival. European stocks slumped to a one-week low on Wednesday as news that the U.S. was weighing tariffs on European products dashed hopes of a speedy economic recovery. COVID-19 cases continue to rise in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in Latin America to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. imposed sanctions on five Iranian ship captains on Wednesday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the new sanctions are for transporting gasoline to Venezuela. Mnuchin calling the Iranian regime's support of Venezuelan corruption unacceptable. The sanctions are part of an ongoing U.S. campaign to force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from office. The U.S. and about 50 other mostly Western countries recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of the OPEC country. Polish President Andrzej Duda will soon arrive at the White House for a meeting with his U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump. Duda will be the first foreign leader to visit President Trump since the coronavirus pandemic began. The two sides are close to signing a joint defense cooperation agreement that would send more U.S. troops to Poland. Duda's visit also appears aimed at boosting his reelection campaign just 4 days ahead of Sunday's nationwide Polish presidential vote. A federal appeals court has ordered the criminal case against President Trump's former national security advisor to be dismissed. Michael Flynn had previously pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Wednesday, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said in a 2-1 ruling that the Justice Department's decision to abandon the case against Flynn settles the matter. A U.S. district judge had declined to immediately dismiss the case, deciding instead to evaluate on his own the unusual dismissal request. A U.S. Justice Department spokeswoman said on Wednesday, Attorney General William Barr will testify before the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee in late July. Barr has been under fire from opposition Democrats for actions they say are politically motivated or directly benefit President Trump. Wednesday's Judiciary Committee hearing featured testimony from two current Justice Department employees who are blowing the whistle against their employer. One employee, federal prosecutor Aaron Zelinsky, testified that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington was pressured from the highest levels of the Justice Department to scale back its sentencing recommendation for President Trump's longtime friend Roger Stone. Zelinsky withdrew from the Stone case in protest. Stone was convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.